And welcome and hello to the Success to Go podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Tompkins, coming here to you very often, sharing stories and lots of inspirational knowledge from business owners that I have met in the community that I think are impressive, that have a story to tell you, and that are here to tell you that there are lots of different things that people learn throughout their years in business and during their journeys. You meet different people, you get influenced, you have mentors, but what if you're just starting out, or what if you haven't had a chance to connect with any people like that? Well, this is why this show exists. It's for you to listen to and to just glean some information from other people's success stories. So I'm going to shut up. Well, no, I'm not shut up. I'm going to talk the whole show, right? But I want to introduce our special guest for this week. And we are joined today by Stephanie Jones. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Stephanie is, she is a current resident of St. Petersburg, Florida, so she's one of our neighbors, and she's the owner and operator of Salon Sequence, which is a mall of salons that enable beauty professionals to own and operate their own mini salon without the high startup costs and build out. So if you want to learn more, again, please, I'm going to mention this throughout the show. It's salonsequence.com. That's salon, SEQUENCE.com. So what we're going to do today is, as you know, as a listener, we will always ask our guests the same set of questions. Why? Because everyone has different answers. Everyone has a different experience and a different journey. So Stephanie, we are going to kick off yours with your first question, which is, do you have a morning routine? Like, how do you start each day to create success for yourself?
Okay, great. Well, I definitely start each day pretty much the same way. I really just try to visualize my day. It sounds super ultra cheesy, but if you give yourself the time to run through each day and visualize yourself doing it, but not just doing it, but being happy about what you're doing, you're going to set yourself up for success. I mean, it's really hard when I hear people say, oh shit, or oh man, I don't want to go to work today, or I don't want to do this. You really have to be excited about what you're doing, and it just changes your whole mindset for the day, and you know, you're setting yourself up for success always.
No, and I completely agree with you. I think a lot of people make the mistake of just kind of like waking up, grabbing some coffee, and just like, hey, let's hit the ground running. And I really think that you have to kind of organize your thought process before you even step outside of the door. And some people, and I think some people struggle with this too. I don't know if you've seen this, Stephanie, that they'll start planning and then they won't be able to leave their house. they'll be kind of stuck there. But I think creating a routine where you're able to visualize your day beforehand really, really does set it up for success. Now,
definitely.
Now, do you have, you know, I know that you probably have lots of different tools because you have lots of different tenants that you work with, and that's what you do. Is that what you call them at Salon Sequence?
So they are my tenants because they are all independent, but they are our beauty professionals.
Okay.
So each of them, they own and operate their own studio within Salon Sequence, and so in that way, yes, they are strictly our tenants. They are fully 100% independent, and they are business owners themselves.
Oh, wow. That's really great. That's a great opportunity for a beauty professional that really wants to take things to the next level. How long have you guys been around?
We are celebrating our 7th year, actually. It was 7 years back in December. And so we just launched, but we opened our second location in downtown St. Pete.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So we are on Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete, and that opened last May. So it'll almost be 1 year since that location opened.
Wow. That's
so pretty exciting.
Well, that's really, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, having two locations is sweet. And also that's a really central location.
Oh yeah. It's awesome.
Just as a sidebar, do you do any advertising, or how do you get the word out about Salon Sequence, or where people may have heard of you before?
Well, we definitely do a whole lot of not necessarily advertising, but just networking through the social medias. So that's a really big network for us in that way. But really just getting the word out is through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Our locations are generally pretty perfect, especially our downtown location. It's right below Fusion Apartments on Central Avenue in front of Tropicana Field. So it's really hard to miss. Yeah, it's really hard to miss. It's a great location.
Out of curiosity, with that location, how large is the location? So when people come in, what could they expect to see?
So at that particular location, we have 10 stylists, one of which is a barber.
Oh, cool.
So they can really come in. Most of our, or really all of our stylists and barber, they're seasoned professionals. So they've been working in the industry for quite some time. They're super talented, and so they can either come in or they can get on our website, get all their contact information. Book an appointment is always probably best so that you have your time slot reserved.
Right.
And really, I mean, if you can just, you could pop in and see who's working and see if they have time to get you in. So that's always an option as well.
Oh, that's excellent. Lots of different options. And I mean, you do have two locations, which is really great. And that central location is fantastic. I mean, Tropicana Field is so convenient for people that live in St. Pete and beyond. Now, let's talk about business tools, right? You're a business owner, successful businesses, two locations, tons of beauty professionals that are going to be working for you. What business tool can't you live without? What do you use on a regular basis?
Well, it's kind of funny because in my head, when you ask me this question, I can hear my boyfriend Chris saying, "Oh, you know, I'm the business tool that you can't live without," because he really is just so much help for me always and always. But with that said, definitely you can't live without reaching out to outside sources. You can't do everything yourself as a business owner.
That's right.
And so that was really the key to my success and our success and learning to reach out and ask for help and outsource when you don't have time or energy or the knowledge to get a task done that you need to get done.
You know, and I hope everyone's listening to your answer, because this is something that if you're a loyal listener to the Success to Go podcast, one of the things that you've seen as a trend is that answer. People are successful because they know what the limitations are and they know where they need to go to ask for help. And if they don't know, they figure it out. But one of the biggest problems I see in a lot of different businesses is people trying to do everything themselves and saying, "Yeah, I know everything." Well, you don't. There's someone else down the road that can get things done much faster, much cheaper, and can take you on your way. So I think being open to that is a really, really important factor. So I'm glad you brought up that point, Stephanie. Okay, so let's talk
about leveraging your time.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, I bet you're super busy. I mean, with two locations, I mean, that's a lot of balls to be having up in the air at the same time.
Yes, always is.
So, let's talk about keys to success. All right. So if you can come up with three keys to your success as to where you are now, what got you to where you are right now, what would your three be?
I am always just stressing budget. Your budget is so important. I see 9 times out of 10 when a business is struggling or they're just starting out they're not sure which direction to go in. A lot of times it's because they've either exceeded their budget or they never really sat down and created one. So budget is always key. For me also, your passion, but also your gratitude. You have to be grateful for what you already have. You have to be passionate about your business, passionate about growing it, having a new direction always. But at the same time, you really have to be happy about what you've already accomplished and where you are in life and be grateful for that.
Absolutely.
Your work-life balance is also key. You always have to be able to step aside and refresh, regroup, and look at your own business with fresh eyes, because that's really when the creativity comes through, is when you've been able to step back and relax and enjoy life. It can't always be 100% all about your business.
And I agree with you 100%. And one of the points that you've brought up that's a point that I haven't heard before in our interviews is the budget issue. And one of the things that I've seen a million times, and this is why you're so right with this, is I want to start my own company. Okay, perfect. I need office space. I need expensive furniture. I need all of the top technological items possible. I need 3 iPads, 2 computers. I need a staff member. And it's like, okay, where's your friggin' clients? Where's your business plan? It's knowing how much you can afford when you can afford it and growing that way. Because when I first started out with my agency, the Go Agency, what I did was I got all of my bills and I saw how much I had to spend every single month. And I created a service that covered my bills. And all I had to do was sell one to break even. And
yeah, absolutely.
And that's all you got to do. You got to start slow because most of the people that I've seen out there that kind of go and they get these really snazzy offices and they start like throwing it around. You got to come see my office and let's do lunch. They're out of business in 6 months. So that you are in the game for over 7 years with 2 locations. Listen, folks, budget's important. You know?
Budget is, yes. Budget, I would say, is number one. That is always going to be your key to success. But that's all aspects of your life.
Yeah.
Even in your personal budget. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to have a budget for sure.
Yeah. And I think going on with the other 2 points too, with the work-life balance and passion and gratitude, I think the people that I find that are only after making a buck are the people that have to constantly change and constantly change industries and constantly change roles. But if you want something that you can really grow and develop in, finding something that you're passionate about. So for example, you and with Salon Sequence, again, that's salonsequence.com. That's SQEQUENCE, salonsequence.com. With 2 locations and the new location across from Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. I think that having if you just focus on what you're passionate about and then follow all the rules of business, you can really have a wonderful life for yourself. I think if you're going to chase money or you are just going to chase fame, some of those things, maybe if you're passionate about it. I mean, like, look at the Kardashians. But, like, having that passion and work-life balance is really important. Now, if we're talking about, everyone out there has different people that they are, they will turn to for some advice or people that they trust with just advice in general. Do you have 3 top advisors that you turn to? And, how did you form those relationships? Just because a lot of people out there, Stephanie, as you know how hard it is to find mentors or anybody that you can really trust.
Definitely.
So who are yours?
You know, that is a really hard one. And I've struggled with that probably, since the beginning of Salon Sequence, is that I have always been the sole owner. And so, who do I turn to?
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, you turn to your close family and friends, but sometimes their ideas or maybe what they see doesn't always work for your business.
Right.
I would say if someone now in my life is probably my biggest mentor is really my boyfriend, which sounds silly, but he is also an entrepreneur, and I do truly appreciate what his opinions and his advice and his guidance. But honestly, listening to my tenants, the beauty professionals that work within my business, if I really sit back and listen to them, they're telling me what they want, and they're telling me where I should be taking the business and getting it to its next level.
Right. Well, and that's a really good point. Being able to listen to the people that you're working around or that are even part of your clientele. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important to get that information and then reinvest that into your company and your vision. So I hear that loud and clear. Now, in terms of success, which is kind of an elastic term, what makes you feel successful?
I feel truly successful when my salon professionals are happy. When they can be proud of where they work and just really enjoy their time there, and they are able to fulfill themselves with their passions and be successful in their own businesses, that makes me feel successful, when they're success.
No, I love that. And I agree with you. It's sometimes for me, it's what makes me the happiest is when a client will call and say, you guys got this result for me on X site, or some people were saying that they see me everywhere online. It's kind of like, oh, wow, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Because they're so excited and almost reigniting the excitement in their own business and their mm-hmm. own. I think that's great. So I completely understand where you're coming from there, you know? Okay. So what things have you seen in other businesses that kind of hinder their success?
Well, I think the first thing is just going back to budget. You know, we already talked about that, but a lot of mm-hmm. businesses don't have an appropriate budget. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from day one, if you don't have an appropriate budget, it will always be your downfall at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Another big thing is just being flexible for change. You know, right. Our times are changing constantly. If you're not willing to change a product or a service that your business is offering, at some point, it will no longer be relevant. So you mm-hmm. always have to be looking at what the needs are for whomever you're marketing to, and be willing to be flexible.
Yeah, I agree. Flexibility is really important. And I do feel that that's something that's very hard for new entrepreneurs that are trying to just start out, you know, just because they don't know exactly how to go. And sure. they feel like, oh, I'm going to be rigid. I'm going to stick to my guns. And that's what it's going to do. But I always say go with your gut. If it feels wrong, it's wrong. You know,
exactly.
if you see things, if everyone around you is moving in a different direction, don't move immediately. Research that direction and see if you need to be going there as well. Being informed about your marketplace, especially, you know, gosh, the beauty industry, there's so many new things that are popping up on a regular basis. So
yep.
really knowing your market and what things are doing, and just kind of keeping I always say with all of my clients that I work with, I always say keep on top of the trends within your industry, because it only takes one of your competitors to take that large stride ahead of you to take most of your, you know, take a big market share away from your own company.
Definitely. But also in the beauty industry, you almost want to have some sort of branding for yourself.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what is setting you apart from everyone else? What makes you different? I mean, definitely talent is key. Your personality mm-hmm. is key. But at the same time, you need some sort of branding.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and with the branding conversation, it's something that I think a lot of people, it's funny because some people completely ignore it and some people overthink it. It's kind of mm-hmm. getting it right in the middle. And what is the essence of what you are and what you offer? Because if it makes sense, people are going to remember it. And it's funny, though. We're dealing with clients on a regular basis, too, and saying, hey, do you have a logo? Because you have all of this other stuff. But what is your brand really trying to convey?
Right.
Exactly. So, okay, how about this? What is one piece of advice that you think all business professionals should know?
You know, this is kind of a silly story, but most recently we were in Tennessee camping, actually going on a climbing trip.
Okay.
And one of our friends brought his 8-year-old son, and he's very artistic. And we were going for a hike, and I was listening to him talk to his dad, and he says, you know, Dad, I realize now when I'm most relaxed is when I'm most creative. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. And for an 8-year-old child to recognize that is just amazing. And so I truly believe that you really need to be able to step away from your business for a moment,
mm-hmm.
have fresh eyes, childlike eyes, and go back and think creatively to how to better your business.
Yeah, it's the idea that sometimes it could be as easy as just sleeping on it. Because a lot of people, because, you know, come on, we have to make, as business owners, we have to make quick decisions all the time. But
mm-hmm.
I've learned to not make fast decisions in some cases, or just to go on emotion. Sometimes just taking a walk around the office, or taking a walk around the block, or going to the gym and coming back, it's like
step outside for a moment.
It's a whole different perspective when you come back.
It really is. It really is. There's so many stressful decisions that you have to make throughout the life of your business.
Of course.
And sometimes you just need to step away for a moment.
Yeah. And it's something that I do quite often, and it really helps me out. And I know other people, and you know, obviously you do it as well, Stephanie, and it really does help you. Just 2 minutes. Just get out of that vibe that you're in. Displace yourself, juxtapose yourself into something else, and then come back into it and see if you still feel the same way.
Right.
How about books? Is there any books that you would suggest that anybody that's looking to make a success of themselves in the business world should be taking a look at?
There are a ton of great books out there right now. But one book that has always really stuck with me, and I read this, 8 or 9 years ago. It's just a super quick read, but it's Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really just talking about building wealth and going back to the key of what I keep saying is your budget, you know? So it's a good read for really anybody. Honestly, it really is.
Yeah. It's a great book. And actually a lot of his books are really, really useful, especially if you're trying to look for some blueprints and kind of, you know, some framework into the whole wealth building idea. And also investing in that kind of thing as well. I do like his, if you're starting out, you know, as an entrepreneur, there's lots of different ways that you can move, and there's lots of different things that you can take on. And what is going to keep you going and keep you growing is your money. So having an idea of how you're going to invest it, how you're going to save it, and how you're going to budget it is really important. So now, okay, how about this? In a perfect world, if you could change one thing about your business, what would you change?
Well, if I could change one thing, I would have 10 of me. No, I mean that in all honesty. Owning your own business 100% by yourself is a huge challenge. If I could have a partner or two partners or 10 partners but really someone that you trust, that you work with, that you can share responsibility with, that would probably be one thing that I would change. You know, I love working with myself because I'm not always working with myself. I work with people all day long.
Right.
But definitely having someone else to lean on, just to share some of the burdens would be wonderful.
No. And it would take so much off of your plate too, to let you focus on other things. So, I hope that you get there with that. Because, I mean, it's a great goal. You know, when I was starting out, one of the things that for a few years, actually, I could not give anybody any of my power in terms of I could never give anybody else the things that I was doing to do. I had to do them myself. And then organically, the company started growing. And just now we're like 8.5 years or something. And having all these different people to do different things, it's kind of like, I can't believe how different things are. But the one thing I will say to you is that I'm still freaking busy as hell. It's like a whole different bunch of tasks that you get. It kind of evolves. So it's like this mo money, mo problems kind of scenario.
Oh, yeah. It's never ending.
Yes, it's never ending for sure. But, you know, it's a good ride. So why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We love it. So.
It's a fun issue to have,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own puzzle. And, okay, so is there anything coming up at Salon Sequence that you want to tell everybody about or mention?
Well, every day we're growing, and so we have new salon specialists moving in next month. So definitely stay posted, check out our website, see what's new. We had an awesome commercial photo shoot there on Sunday for a product company that came in to join us.
Oh, great.
It was pretty cool. It was for beard grooming, so a little bit different.
Oh, wow.
It was with our barber Bruce at our St. Pete location. So yeah, check out our website, look on our Facebook, Instagram page, and we always have new and improved spaces and lots of fun stuff going on.
Excellent, guys. Well, I really urge you to check out Salon Sequence. If you're going online, it's salonsequence.com. If you check out their website, you see all the goodies. Everything's there that you need. It has the two different locations, the Wesley Chapel location and the downtown St. Pete. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and learning more about how you've been doing your business and being successful.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. All right, folks, that's about all for today's episode. I really thank you so much for joining and listening in. Please check out all of our older episodes that are on demand. Check them out anytime. You can check them out on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, wherever you can hear podcasts, we're there. So we have more great stuff coming up for you in the next few weeks. So please stay tuned and check us out on our next episode of the Success to Go podcast with me, Christopher Tompkins. Check us out.